far as the COVID-19 rate in New Jersey, statewide positivity rate is hanging around the 5 mark. The rate of transmission is still above the 1 mark, around 1.1718, give or take a tick. This caused Governor Murphy to note the state's not seen any evidence that there's any outbreaks from indoor dining. However, indoor dining is still being limited to 25% and it's getting cold out there. Mentioned a couple of weeks ago how the restaurants in towns where the cooperation has been very, very successful and outdoor dining has been able to be expanded. Some towns even closed down streets to make it possible. Some of these restaurants started pitching tents, those bubble tents, and some of them actually got the idea, hey, we put heaters in these things, can't we? But at least for the current point in time, no planned expansion past the 25% limitation on indoor dining. Governor did announce the state's Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control will extend the liquor license permits given to restaurants to serve alcohol outside to at least March 2021. Well, booze doesn't freeze, so I guess that works. Permits were set to expire at the end of next month. Governor did acknowledge that state officials are concerned about sending a mixed message and wanting residents to curtail their indoor behaviors at home, like Thanksgiving, for example, while at the same time increasing capacity sizes for indoor dining at restaurants. Although, wouldn't logic sort of dictate if the problems are happening at private gatherings, but the restaurants are mandated to practice various safety issues, face masks, sanitizing, social distancing, that it would be safe to expand the restaurant capacity indoors and give that many more people an opportunity to actually have a Thanksgiving this year. I know, there I go again with that logic.